been waiting patiently on the line through all of this. Brian Neubacher from the Ohio Turnpike joins us to talk about the electric vehicle charging stations that are open for business. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
This is a kind of Is this a long time coming for this? What was the preparation to get the turnpike ready for these vehicles to be able to get charged along the way?
Well, we had heard from customers anecdotally, periodically, that they wanted to see electric vehicle charging stations on the Ohio Turnpike so they can, you know, better travel with their electric vehicles. And we commissioned a study to find out how many people have them, where stations ought to go, and those kinds of things. And so we wound up cutting the deal with Electrify America for two charging stations at our West Unity location and two at our Genoa, Ohio location. And so the Wyandotte, Blue Heron service plazas are the first to open, with Wyandotte being commissioned and officially dedicated with a ribbon cutting ceremony on May 24th.
I was looking at the Electrify America map. Was Ohio a gap in there? Because it looks like there's things related to during in the state of New York and then Indiana as well. So are they trying to sort of space it so that there's obviously a possibility for cross-country by these vehicles?
Yes, that's the idea. So we did plug a gap, and so now people can go by the end of the year, they say, Electrify America says, from New York to Los Angeles with their electric vehicle. And most of that would be on the highway. I think a few times along the way, you know, the driver would have to get off the highway and drive a little bit of a distance to find one. But there are approximately going to be 500 EV charging stations from Electrify America by the end of the year.
Brian, are there plans to add any more to the Ohio Turnpike?
Yes, we're currently in discussions looking at proposals from other suppliers and Electrify America on where we might exactly place them and what that would look like. So, you know, that's probably a next year kind of a evolution. But for right now, we have two locations on either side of the highway, so essentially four locations. In other words, a set of charging stations at West Unity and a set at Genoa, which is on the western side, and that plugs in better to the Ohio Turnpike, the Electrify America network. So we're one of two cross-country routes that will be completed this year, according to Electrify America.
So when you typically pull into a service station, maybe a service plaza, you might have maybe a dozen pumps there for gasoline. How many charging stations do you have at each one of these stops?
Well, there are four charging dispensers at each of those four stops, so for a total of 16 dispensers. And they feature the 50, 150, and 350 kilowatts options. The 350 is the most powerful. Not too many cars are able to connect to that yet, but in the future they will. So, you know, it's basically every type of connector and, you know, each type of rate to depending on what your manufacturer calls for.
I was going to ask a little bit of that process. Sometimes when you were first new drivers, sometimes the gas pump is a little intimidating with all the choices. How can you take us maybe through that step? Have you kind of gone through that to see what's offered, or what do people do? Just is it like a pump except electricity? Electricity comes out in a sense,
right? And these dispensers, you can use you know, your credit or debit card, and it's a dollar to connect. In other words, you swipe it, and that will activate it, and then charge you a dollar to use it. And then you basically connect it to your electric vehicle, sort of where the gas, typically where the gas is dispensed, on either the right back panel or the left back panel. Sometimes I've seen you lift, you know, a compartment at the front of the vehicle and connect it there. And then it charges you per minute, typically 35 cents on the Electrify America dispensers. They have an app that people can download, and then it's a swipe of the phone on a reader on the pump, so that you can do it that way too.
And these would work with all the electric vehicles. We're not looking at some kind of VHS versus beta, or, you know, Apple versus PC kind of a thing. This is going to be universal for most electric all electric vehicles then, I guess.
Yes, that's true, Bruce. They are set up exactly to accommodate nearly all electric vehicles, and so there may be a few out there. I don't know which ones they would be, but that may not be compatible. But by and large, they cover all the scenarios for people with electric vehicles. So, and that's a kind of a growing part of the auto manufacturing economy. They're still pretty low in Ohio. About 9,000 people own electric vehicles in Ohio, and you know, nationwide there are about 18,000 charging stations. And you know, if you compare that to gasoline powered vehicles, there are about 113 million gasoline powered vehicles and well over 100,000 gas stations.
All right, well, things change on the turnpike with what we need. I know the Easy Pass is becoming the future of that. That's what everybody is kind of leaning towards. And how's that rollout continue to go for you?
Oh, it's going very well. More than 55% of passenger vehicle owners are using Easy Pass now, and about 86% of commercial vehicles use it, which of course stands to reason, because you save roughly 33% on your tolls, and you get through the toll booths much quicker.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, we appreciate your time this morning sharing us some of the new news of the Ohio Turnpike. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
Brian Neubacher joining us from the Ohio Turnpike.